Hi, Catherine.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm so fine. Catherine, you called, and I very much appreciate this.
Yes.
Because
I just wanted to share how I feel.
for the sake of full disclosure, Catherine is a patient of mine. And I don't know, did you have your radio on at the time? Did you listen to that intro?
I did hear it. Yes,
you did hear it. So was any of that? Did any of that sort of chime any bells with you?
Oh yes. I had tried many alternative methods of healing my knee and joint issues, and they all helped, but it wasn't long term.
Right. And so, I mean, how, I guess what I should ask is, what were those methods you tried?
Oh, well, of course, I tried Western medicines first, because that was, what you did when I dumped those pills and, got rid of those.
So you were trying, you were taking some prescription medications.
Right. It was just for pain, and I knew that was not going to do anything. So I didn't go back, and I used acupuncture, and I went to the acupuncture school in Albuquerque, and it did help. It really did. I just used all kinds of alternative methods. And when I got here, when I moved to Washington, I had some massage therapy that was very therapeutic and really helped.
Oh, we love massage.
Oh, yes. But then it just started getting worse. I had a couple of years where, it was a lot better.
Right.
And then I had a friend that recommended, because she had started her program with you, her nutrition program. And
uh-huh.
She called me at home one day and she said, I think this is what you need.
And so, what I was going to say was, so you tried lots of things. Was it just the pain that you were concerned about? Were there other symptoms?
Well, there was weight gain. I have a small bone structure. I'd always been, never had a real weight problem, and that was it looked more than it was more puffy. It didn't seem like so much weight.
So it seemed like more like excess water gain than.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And because I had pain, well, I couldn't exercise. I wasn't as active.
Right.
And my energy was low. And
what about your sleep?
Not really. Sometimes I would just like die. I'd just be so tired.
Right.
And then when I would get up, even if I had what I thought was a decent night's sleep, I would get up and I would feel tired. I just didn't have the get up and go, the energy
that you used to have.
Yes, because I was always very active.
Yeah.
I didn't have to have a whole lot of sleep.
Yeah, you're sparky. You're sparky.
Well, I'm getting a little sparkier.
You're getting sparkier.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So you said that you had a friend who recommended coming in and seeing me and using this nutrition response testing.
Yes.
And so how long did it take for you to actually take action?
Not very long.
I mean, I'm just wondering, a day, a month, a week, a year?
It was a few weeks. It wasn't, I don't think it was a full month.
And didn't you do something before coming immediately and seeing me? Didn't you?
Well, I had a massage therapist.
Right. No, but didn't you come and see me? I remember you coming to a talk, didn't you?
No, I didn't do it before.
Oh.
I did it solely on her recommendation.
I just must be seeing into the future.
Well, because I keep spreading the word, I keep passing the book around, and then I have another book I'm passing around, and
you're talking about The Great Health Heist, the book that I wrote.
Yes, I am. I am. And what I did, the first thing I did was make copies of the explanation that you give at the first meeting.
Uh-huh.
I just, this is great information. So I made copies of it, and I passed it around to several of my friends, and I've got some very enthused friends.
Oh, that's fabulous.
That are really wanting to do this. That are really wanting to
So was you came, I mean, you heard from your friend,
yes.
you decided that you were going to take the take the next step and come in, get evaluated.
Yes.
And were you, I mean, were you, when you called, were you treated well?
Oh, very, very. The office staff is just so helpful and answered my questions and that I had. And, oh, yes, they're very helpful. It's a very, it's a very sparky atmosphere.
Sparky's the word for the morning. That's
yes.
Well, I mean, you get the idea that we care, I hope.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, very definitely. And you know, you also stress that if I had a problem, you know, something to call, come in. You know, if I didn't feel good, if I didn't feel, if something was wrong. But, you know, you're probably going to ask this, and I'll just go ahead and say.
Okay.
After the first week, I felt a difference. I felt better.
And yeah, and so what felt better?
Well, just my overall feeling of, well, of course, I was very hopeful. I had decided that I was going to do this. I was on the long haul, however long it takes, you know, to get my health back.
You made that decision.
I made that decision before I walked in your front door.
Wow. Wow. And what, I mean, what caused you to make that decision?
Well, I knew that something had to be done because I was in so much pain, and the massage therapist I was going to gave me a lot of, you know, she was very good. And she had started her program also, and I did it on her recommendation.
Wow.
Because I had to do something, and I knew that Western medicine was not going to address the issue. I have insurance, but I don't use it. Just because, I have it for trauma care if I'm in an accident.
Right,
I'm in a trauma center.
Smart, really. Totally smart. Because at the end of the day, the insurance doesn't cover wellness. And it's far as I can see, at least in our lifetime, it's really not going to cover wellness.
Not in a short time.
I mean, not to get you well.
Right.
You know, maybe to get a vaccination or maybe to get a checkup or something. But as we all now know, those checkups miss key information.
They don't tell you a thing, really.
Well, they tell
the blood work they do.
Yeah.
They really tell you exactly what's going on.
The blood work misses key information. Wouldn't you agree?
Right. Yes. Oh, yes. I certainly do.
Because we did the evaluation. Right?
Yes. Yes.
And what was your experience of that? Was it painful?
Oh, heavens no. It was very, very simple, and it was very quick. You know, it wasn't something you had to do and then wait for a month to find out the result.
And what was it, unusual?
No.
Well, not for you, because you'd already been to, that's right, you kind of had an experience on the front side with acupuncture and whatnot. So the muscle testing wasn't all that unusual for you. But for many people, it would be.
Possibly. Yeah, it probably would. It probably would.
Right. But, and should that put them off?
No, I don't think so. But then I'm very open.
Well, you have to be open and willing.
Yes.
And when you're open and willing, you get results, right?
That's right.
And yours, as you started to say, was or is.
Well, yeah, it is. It's just ongoing.
Yeah. So what have you seen then? You know, what have you seen that has changed for you relative to what you've wanted to accomplish?
Okay. The pain has certainly decreased. It's, you know, it's still there because it's not even been a month yet since I've been on the program. It's not quite a month. And so there's still some, residual pain, but I'm walking faster. I'm doing more. I'm doing more during the day. I don't get tired, you know.
So you've got more energy.
I have a lot more energy.
A lot more energy.
I definitely do.
Right. And that's the missing piece.
Yes.
You know, by finding your nutritional deficiencies and barriers to healing, your own unique nutritional deficiencies and barriers to healing, right? And you understand what that is now.
Right. I do. And everyone is different. There's no one formula fits all.
Right. And your nutritional healing program is unique for you.
Yes.
And as a result, after all of the things you've tried over the years, now you're actually starting to get more permanent change.
Lasting results. Yes, lasting results. And I feel better because I was in such, you know, bad physical shape, just physical shape because I didn't have the energy to exercise. I'm not 100% yet, but I see life.
Not 100% in a month? Oh, gosh. What? I'm shocked.
Trying to be patient.
I am shocked. I mean, just kidding. Yes, you make the decision.
Yes,
you make the decision, and you decided that you were going to make the commitment and the changes.
Yes,
and
yes, I did.
You know, but you've already seen in a month, you've seen some very significant improvements in your health.
Yes, I have. And it, of course, then the quality of life is so much better.
Which is the key. Would you not agree?
Yes, that is the key. Because if we're going to live a long life, well, we might as well be happy. I mean, you know, healthy. So that we can enjoy it.
Yes, active.
Active.
Yeah, active. So what is the most, what is the most challenging part of the program been for you?
Well, I had never actually lived to eat. I just ate to live, and I'm planning my meals. I'm cooking ahead and freezing things. I'm keeping my, I'm just, what's challenging for me is, just actually having everything in line, everything ready, and do the shopping, because I was very spoiled when my husband was alive. He did the grocery shopping. I hated it. And he did the cooking. And so I'm having to take that over now. And that's the only challenging part. But what do they say? Whoever they is, say that it takes about 40 to 50 days to really get a habit, get a routine of something that you must do or you want to do and to make it a habit. So, hey, it hasn't been 30 days yet, and I'm doing well.
So it fits.
It's a different lifestyle for me to really have.
It's a different lifestyle. Yeah, yeah. It's a lifestyle that actually supports you and enables you to experience a quality of life which you had only hoped would be available and now is.
And now is, yes.
Right.
Because I feel like this is, I'm just going to be fine.
And so it kind of jibes with what I say very often, which is if you want to change a life, you've got to change a lifestyle.
That's correct. But it starts with making up one's mind to do it and sticking to the commitment.
Right. And I think the nice part about that is, with respect to what we're doing with the nutrition response testing, it gives you the confidence to know that when a person does make up their mind, if they are going to spend the time and spend the resources, the money, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
that they'll get results.
Yes.
Right. Which I did tell you in the beginning, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
I said if I can't help you, I will tell you, and if I can, nothing will help you as much.
That's correct. And I believed it, because I do believe in nutrition. I did already before I walked into your door, but I just didn't know what was, what it was that I really needed to not eat or to eat more of.
Right.
And it made a lot of difference.
And even that's individualized.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. Everyone else is different. I know your receptionist was, she said, oh, you can have rice. I can't have rice.
Yeah. Well, it's not about, at the end of the day, it's sort of, you have to ask yourself this question. Is it about what you're losing or what you're gaining that's most important?
That's right. And I haven't even thought about losing anything. Gaining. I have just gained so much.
Oh, that's so cool. So what's the biggest surprises so far
that this has happened so fast that I have felt so much better so quickly?
And I think a lot of that has to do with your resolve, by the way, having been doing this for as many years as I have.
Right.
You made the decision. You haven't fought me. You haven't resisted. You haven't gone like, well, do I really have to, et cetera,
et cetera. No.
You just went.
No, I have to do it.
Yeah, you just went, okay, I'm doing it.
Yes.
That's it.
Pretty much.
That's it. So are your efforts proving worthwhile toward achieving the results you had hoped you could achieve?
Oh, yes, very much. And even one of my friends here even told me, she said, you do look different. You're just glowing. And this is only after about 2 weeks.
Wow.
That she noticed that.
Wow. Wow. And do you feel more empowered, regarding
yes,
the...
I do.
In what way?
That I am, empowered by... I did make this decision, even though it was recommended to me, just put out there. And I'd never met you before. I hadn't really heard that much about you. And I know other people in the community had. But I've only been here a short time.
Right, right.
And because I had tried so many other alternatives, it just made sense. You know, it just made sense of how we, what we put in our mouths. And it was, it is empowering to know that we can take care of ourselves, that we don't have to depend on the medical, Western medicine, or anyone to just make us feel better. I mean, I remember I grew up in an era where you didn't just go to the doctor for every little bitty thing, you know, and so many mothers today start taking their children to doctors just for anything.
Right.
And then they
right.
take so many antibiotics that nothing helps.
Right.
So it is very empowering to know that we can do this ourselves. Oh, after your help, of course.
Right. right. That's exactly right. Hey, Catherine, would you be available to hang on?
Certainly.